the big pig song.
There was a pig, and he was big. He liked to dig and wear a wig. He did a jig and ate a fig. He was a big, big pig.
Well, this is something that my wife is going to be disappointed in hearing, because now I have an excuse not to get a little pig. She wants one of those little mini pigs all the time.
Oh, yeah. I see a lot of people want those, like, teacup pigs or whatever.
Yeah. Or they say, like, a micro pig or whatever it is. Well, the fattest pig is up for adoption. Amy, the potbelly pig, was bought in 2016 by owners who thought they were getting a mini pig. But Amy grew and grew and grew to the point that they could no longer keep her and had to surrender to a farm.
How big did she grow?
Well, let's see here. They fed her everything, by the way, from meats and veggies and cookies and donuts. I don't know if you're supposed to do that. And the manager of the farm actually said that she got so fat because she was fed that food that was wrong, I guess. And she got at least 100 pounds overweight.
Whoa.
100 pounds is a lot for anything to be overweight. I mean, trust me, I don't know.
That's huge.
When they got her, they were saying it was easily one of the fattest pigs that they had ever seen. Amy, I guess, too, and this is kind of sad, Amy the pig, is depressed due to her size and refused to move for days. She's now on a strict diet and does piggy aerobics.
Piggy aerobics? What does that consist of?
Well, she's working out. It involves walking the length of the barn several times. Pork Chop, are you listening right here?
Yes.
If this pig can do aerobics, so can you.
I know. And okay? It just so happens to have the same name as me.
That is true. It's a type of meat. So it's doing the piggy aerobics. So far, Amy the pig has lost about 20 pounds since arriving at the farm, and the hope is she'll lose up to 80 more before they slaughter her. No, I'm kidding. The farm is seeking an educated owner who can offer their home and yard to Amy for the holiday season. So this place is cool, too. This farm in particular has taken in almost 100 homeless pigs over the last 5 years, and I guess they're saying it's all because of the mini pig fad. They're giving you a warning. Lindsay, are you listening?
Is this bad that after hearing this, I still am really craving bacon?
Yes. Oh, no. I mean, bacon sounds so good right now. Oh, my gosh.
We're horrible people.
They can't stress it enough. If someone tells you they're selling mini pigs who will stay small for their entire lives, they're not telling the truth.
Ooh.
Oh, man. But actually, bacon does sound pretty good, Alex.
The Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Coming up in about 6 minutes, Joe's Need to Know News. Everything that you need to know in one little break.